This boat represents a beacon, and we're going to keep it afloat. Oh, Rob, you don't need to do anything yet. Not yet. Oh, he so wants to do it. Rob built this wonderful boat. And behind it, right now it looks like it's adrift, right? There's no oars, there's no rudder, there's no sail. However, by November 10th, when you all have turned in your pledges, the sail will be unfurled, and we will be able to move along in our way. Now, unfortunately, it still doesn't have any oars or a rudder, but in the new year, we're going to be having a mission, vision, purpose workshop, in which time we will figure out for ourselves, who is Beacon, what are we about, where are we going, and then we'll have our rudder and we can steer. In the meantime, it takes us all, whether we're adrift in this little boat, or whether we are set sail, or whether we have a rudder, or whether we have oars, we're all in this together. Now, when I'm talking about tricks and treats, I like to check the dictionary to find out what I'm talking about. So I looked up trick. To intentionally deceive or manipulate. Well, I don't think I'm going to do that. Something done to surprise or confuse someone. Well, I might surprise you. I hope I don't confuse you. Make other people laugh. Well, that sounds like a good idea. A clever and skilled action that someone performs to entertain or amuse people. That sounds good. A quick or artful way of getting a result. And this one I really like. A turn of duty at the helm, usually lasting 2 hours. Or in the case of Beacon, when you're the president of the board, usually lasting 2 years. Interesting. I didn't know a trick was a turn at the helm. Did you know that? I never heard that. There it was, though. Webster said so. It comes from the Middle English tricka, which means to deceive or cheat, behave evasively or shuffle. But as you can see, over time, it has developed new meanings. A treat is a source of special delight or pleasure. That sounds good. A treat, to regard or handle in a particular way. To pay for someone else's food or entertainment as a gift. I like that one especially at this time of year. Treat, medical care. Any delightful surprise or special occasion. What a treat it is to be here. To present or represent artistically. How shall we treat the idea of us being together in this boat? To deal with or act upon some agent, especially to improve or alter. To deal with or think about something in a particular way. To act in a particular way. And this comes from the Middle English tretten, which means to drag about. There have been pledge drives when I felt I have been dragged about. Hopefully you won't feel dragged about this year. So what do tricks and treats have to do with being part of a faith community? Certainly as Unitarians, we are wary of anything that smells of a trick of any sort. On the other hand, we might be quite willing to be delighted, surprised, or amused, or have someone pay for our food and drink. We Unitarians like things to be explained, logical, reasonable. Anything outside our realm of imagining might appear to be a trick or magical thinking. While we on your board of trustees don't want to engage in magical thinking, we do want to invite you to expand the realm of possibilities we have for our congregation, to imagine the great things that we can accomplish together, to set sail for distant shores without necessarily having all the charts. As our beacon boat sets out for 2014, it will once again require all of us, each one of us doing our part as we are able in the moment. Now, this is not something new for us at Beacon. This is something that we do without even thinking about it. Beacon is an incredibly generous and capable church. In this last year alone, this tiny community produced two major events. The ordination of Reverend Deborah Thorne with over 150 guests and our 30th birthday bash month-long celebration with a workshop and a dinner, and again, close to 150 people attending. In retrospect, it's hard to remember how we did it. But one thing is certain, we did it together. No one did it. Y'all did it. Each of us here is differently blessed with time, talent, and treasure. And at this time of year, we ask that you give generously in all three categories. Some of us have earned or inherited more treasure than others, more financial means. Some of us are blessed with more talent than others. Some of us have more time to spare, and for some, time is a precious commodity. As I began to look at my pledge for 2014, a range of feelings washed over me. I want to be able to give more money because I know that at this point in time, anyway, plans for the church look like that we're going to have a larger budget next year. But I'm on a limited income. I have a pension. I'm not earning money elsewhere. Oh, I'm giving just about as much as I can financially. And my talent I give freely and whenever possible. There was one year that I had to reduce my pledge due to financial circumstances, and I felt awful about it. Maybe some of you have had to do that too. Well, I don't want anyone here to feel awful. Let us be gentle with ourselves and yet ask the question, how can I stretch my time, my talent, or my treasure in order to help Beacon meet its promises for our staff, our youth, our community, and our faith? How can I do so with joy? How can I push myself and ask you to push me in ways that will make me grow, in ways that will not only help the church, but will also help me? And how can I be kind to myself and others in the process? I will ask of you what I ask of myself. Is there some area of my life in church that I am holding back on? Could I invite more people to come to church? Would that be a stretch for me? Could I reach out to the children? Could I participate in the RE program? Would that be a stretch for me? Could I give 10% more financially? Could I maybe hook up with others and plan a little fundraiser for some time during the year? Whatever I promise in the way of time, talent, and treasure, whatever you promise when you go downstairs here, we will all do our best to fulfill our promises to each other. And if we have to break those promises or change them, let us forgive each other and move on. We're in this together. It takes each of us doing what we can, giving what we can, and imagining bigger than we may have imagined ever before. thank you for listening.